Proclamation number 3904 of 15th of October, 1946. Victory of justice at the end of days. Last judgment. Righteousness will triumph, no matter how much it may seem to be defeated. The hour will come when all sins will be revealed and when everyone will have to answer for himself who piles up wrong upon wrong which apparently remained unpunished on earth. I also give free rein to the devil. I let people do what the devil in them drives them to do, so that the measure will be full which my judging hand will then pour out for the testimony of sin and the ruin of those who resist me, who no longer abide by any law which has been prescribed to them by me since eternity. Sin entails eternal ruin. Sin challenges my righteousness that I expose it and shine a bright light on it, that I make all shameful deeds manifest. And there will be weeping and wailing when I sit in judgment on people who rage like devils, and this especially in the last days before the end. They only have a short time left to exercise their shameful will, yet they use this time in the most diabolical way. They no longer pay attention to any commandment, neither to the commandment of love given by me nor to humanly decreed laws. They live and act according to their inner urge, which is exceedingly evil and no longer knows any boundaries, which is stimulated by the underworld and provided with strength and can therefore work unhindered. And my own will, humanly speaking, be at their mercy, yet they are safe from my protection and therefore need not fear those devils either, whose power will be shattered by my strength. And what I let come to pass shall not worry you. You shall nevertheless know that you are cared for by me, who always directs your destiny in a way that is for your best and as it has been decided by me in all wisdom and love since eternity. Time must come to an end, and therefore what I have foreseen from eternity, what I have always and constantly announced, must also come to pass over earth. The devil's activity must be able to take place unhindered, because I will break Satan's power when his measure is full. He, too, must be able to assert his will where he is not opposed by people, where the human being's will itself grants him the right to do so. But there are limits to his activity, and when this limit is reached I bind him and with him all spiritual beings in bondage to him. And there will be peace again among the people who are mine and remain for all eternity. A new time will come, a time when those will not be allowed access to people, because these will fully unite with me and thus be under my most secure protection. But I also promise my protection in the time of its raging before the end to all those who belong to me through their will to serve me and to live on earth to please me. And therefore you need not fear the last days, and if you were only surrounded by devils. An army of blessed spirits, which are endowed with light and strength, surrounds you and grants you safe protection on my behalf, for I have promised you my protection and will not leave you forever. I am constantly with you if you call upon me, and my arm prevents the forces of darkness from touching you, even if they often and threateningly stretch out their hands towards you. They shall let off steam, but one day the arm of righteousness will reach them and put an end to their activity. And this hour is no longer far away, which you can already see from the fact that people rage against each other ever more devilishly, that hardship and suffering are ever increasing, and that people fear less and less the one who has all power over heaven and earth. But justice will prevail. The day of judgment will come and snatch away from the earth what is ripe for condemnation, as I have proclaimed in word and scripture. Amen.